chapter 35, subject Gopis feeling separation. The Gopis of Vrindavan, they were so much attached to Krishna that they're not satisfied simply by association at night, like Rasa dance or enjoying his company. But they wanted to associate with him during daytime also, while Krishna was going to the forest with his cowherd boy friends and cows. The gopis, although physically they did not take part in his Krishna's tending the cows in the forest, their heart was going with him. And because their heart was with Krishna, they could enjoy his company by a strong feeling of separation. This strong feeling of separation is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya and his direct disciples, the six Gosamas. When we are not in physical contact directly with Krishna, we can associate with him by the feelings of separation, as exemplified by the gopis. Krishna, his transcendental form, his transcendental quality, his transcendental pastime, his transcendental entourage, they are all identical with Krishna. And there are nine different kinds of devotional service. So, a devotional service to Krishna in feelings of separation elevates the devotee to the highest perfectional state, as much as to the standard of gopis. It is stated in Srinivas Acharya's prayer to the six Goswamis that they left their material opulences, their government service, and their princely status of life, and they went to Vrindavan, and they lived there just like ordinary mendicants, begging from door to door. But they are so much enriched in the separation feelings of the gopis that in every moment they used to enjoy transcendental pleasure. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya also, when he was staying in Puri, Jagannath Puri, he was feeling the separation of Krishna in the role of Radharani. So, those who are in the disciplic succession of this Gauriya Sampradaya, or Madhva Gauriya Sampradaya, they should always feel the separation of Krishna and worship his transcendental form, discuss about his transcendental teachings, his pastimes, his qualities, his interests, his associations. That will enrich the devotee to the highest devotional perfection. Such constant feelings of separation and be engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness movement. Next paragraph, the gopis used to talk amongst themselves as follows. One of the gopis said to his friend, "My dear friend, do you know that Krishna while lying down on the ground and resting on the elbow of his left hand, keeping his left forehead on it and moving his attractive eyebrows, plays his flute with the delicate fingers all over it, and the sound produced thereof creates such nice atmosphere that the denizens of heavenly planet who are traveling in the space with their wives and beloved, they stop their aeroplane and become stunted with the sound vibration of the globe. The wives of the denizens of heavenly planet who are seated in that plane becomes very much ashamed of their singing or musical qualification. Not only that, such wives of the denizens become afflicted with conjugal love, and their bunch of hair and tattered dress becomes immediately loosened. Another gopi began to talk to his friend. My dear friend, Krishna is so nice that on his chest the goddess of fortune always remains, as well as the golden necklace is always brightening on his chest. Such beautiful Krishna, when he begins to play on his pipe flute in order to enthuse the heart of many other devotees, because Krishna is the only friend for the suffering living entities. At that time, all the cows and other animals of Vrindavan, even though they are engaged in taking their morsel of food, they simply take the grass in the mouth and clipping them on their teeth and raising their ears up, they remain stunted as if dead animals or not living but painted animals. Therefore, Krishna's playing on the flute is so attractive that even the animals become enchanted and what to speak of ourselves. Another gopi replied, my dear friend, what to speak of the animals? They are living. Even the inanimate objects like the rivers, the Jamuna and the lakes in the Vrindavan, they also become stunted because Krishna, with a bunch of peacock feather on his head and smeared over the body by the minerals of Vrindavan, and with bunches of leaves and flowers on his body, as if some hero, when he plays on his flute and calls the cows along with Balaram, the river Jamuna stops flowing and it awaits the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna carried by the ear to be thrown on her. But unfortunately, the river Jamuna stops moving But they are also less fortunate like us because they not get Krishna's mercies and simply remain stunted, stopping the wave as we are also stop crying for Krishna in frustration. This means that the gopis in the absence of Krishna were constantly crying and shedding tears, but sometimes they expected Krishna is coming and they stopped crying, but when they saw that Krishna was not there, again they became frustrated and began to cry. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, the origin of all Vishnu forms, and the cowherd's boys, they are all demigods. Therefore, as Lord Vishnu is always worshipped and surrounded by different categories of demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra, and others. Similarly, Krishna, when he travels through the Vrindavan forest and gets on the Govardhan hill, and while going on, he plays on his flute just to call his different cows. At that time, the trees, plants, and other vegetation in the forest immediately become Krishna conscious. As a Krishna conscious person is dedicated to sacrifice everything for Krishna, similarly, although these trees and plants have not ordinarily very much advanced in consciousness, by association of Krishna and his associates, they also become Krishna conscious, and they wanted to sacrifice or deliver everything, whatever they had, namely their fruits, flowers, and incessant current of honey falling from their different branches. In this way, when Krishna passes on the bank of the Jamuna, nicely decorated with tilaks on his face and garlanded with different kinds of forest flowers, as well as smeared on his body by the pulp of sandalwood and the tulsi leaves along with them. At that time, the bamboo bees becomes mad after the flavor and sweetness of the atmosphere, and they begin their humming song. Krishna also, being pleased by their humming song, immediately plays on his flute, and both together it becomes so sweet to hear that the aquatic birds like cranes and swans and ducks, they become charmed with the sweet sound, and instead of swimming over the water, they become stunted, and by closing their eyes immediately transform into terms of meditation for worshipping Krishna. In other words, the hearts of the aquatic birds, after hearing the strict vibration of Krishna's flute, immediately they are situated in trance meditation. Another gopi said, "My dear friend, Krishna along with Balaram, thus nicely dressed with their earrings and pearl necklaces, enjoys on the hilltop of Govardhan hill, and it becomes absorbed in his transcendental pleasure by playing his flute, and at the same time chants the whole creative manifestation. At that time, the clouds on the sky also become affected. The clouds, instead of roaring, they stop loud roaring on account of being afraid of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They did not like to disturb the nice vibration of his flute, but rather they responded very mildly, roaring, and in order to congratulate Krishna, their friend. Krishna is accepted as a friend of the cloud, because both the cloud and Krishna satisfies the people when they are too much in disturbed condition. When people are burning due to excessive heat, the cloud, by pouring rain, satisfies them. Similarly, the people in materialistic condition life, when they are too much disturbed by the blazing fire of material pangs, Krishna consciousness gives them exactly relief like the cloud. Therefore, the cloud and Krishna, having the same feature of conducive effect and bodily color also, they are considered as friends. So in order to congratulate the superior friend, the cloud, instead of pouring water, begins to pour a small pieces of flower-like snows, and covers the head of Krishna, just like umbrella, to protect him from the scorching sunshine. One of the gopis addressed Mother Yashoda, "My dear mother, your son is very expert amongst the cowherd's boys. He knows all the different types of arts, how to tend the cows, specifically in the matter of his playing the flute. He has his own songs composed by him, and in order to sing those songs, when he puts his flute in the mouth and begins to display the harmony of different musical tunes, at that time, either in the morning or in the evening, all the demigods like Lord Shiva, Brahma, and Indra, Chandra, immediately they bow down their head, and with great attention they begin to hear the vibration of the flute playing. But although they are very learned and expert in everything, still they cannot understand the musical arrangement of the flute of Krishna. They simply hear attentively, try to understand, but becomes bewildered and nothing more. Another gopi said, my dear friend, when Krishna returns home with his cows, his footprints of flag and thunderbolt and trident and lotus flower relieves the pain of the earth on account of traversing by the cows. The cows' hoofs are so hard that the earth becomes aggrieved on account of their traversing. But Krishna comes back the cows, and when the footprints of his lotus feet are imprinted, the surface of the earth becomes relieved, and he comes in a style which is so attractive with his flute that looking on him we become practically too much lusty to enjoy his company. At that time our movements become stunted. We just become like trees and stand still without any movement, and we cannot perceive about our loosening of the bunch of hair or dress. We do not know how and where they are now. Krishna has many thousands of cows, but they are divided into groups according to their respective color. And Krishna has a complete account of all the individual cows. They have got different names according to the color. So when he comes back from the pasturing ground, he counts them on the beads. As we chant 108 beads according to the individual association of the gopi, similarly, Krishna also chants 108 beads according to the different groups of his cows. So when he comes back, he is seen garlanded with tulsi leaves and calls the cows back and takes their account on the beads. And while coming back in this way, he puts his hand on the shoulder of his cowherd's boy's friend and begins to blow on his transcendental throat. At that time, the wives of black deer, they become enchanted as they are usually become by hearing the vibration of Veena. Krishna's throat resembles the vibration of Veena. In this way, they come to Krishna and become so charmed that they stand still and forget their homes and husband exactly like the gopis. As the gopis are enchanted by the ocean of transcendental qualities of Krishna, similarly, the sea deer, they also become enchanted by the vibration of the flute of Krishna. Another gopi addressed Mother Yashoda, my dear mother, when your son the son of Maharaj Nanda comes back home, he specifically dresses himself with the birds of Kunda flower as ornaments. And just to lighten and engladden his friends, he blows the flute. At that time, the breeze blowing from the Malaya Islands or from the southern side, it pleases the whole atmosphere because it is fragrant and very cool. At that time, the semi-gods are upadevata, just like the Gandharvas and Siddhas, they take advantage of this atmosphere and begins to offer prayer to Krishna by sounding their bugles and drums, and thus they offer their worship to your son. Krishna is very kind to the inhabitants of Braja Bhumi, Vrindavan, and when he comes back with his groups of cows along with his friend, he is remembered as the uplifter of the Govardhan Hill, and taking advantage of this opportunity, even the most exalted demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva, they come down to offer their prayers to Krishna in the evening. And the accompanying cowherd boys also begin to glorify the qualities of Krishna. Krishna is compared with the moon born in the ocean of the Umba of Devaki. And when he comes back in the evening, it appears that he is fatigued, but still he tries to engladden the inhabitants of Vrindavan by his auspicious presence. In this way, when Krishna backs, come back in Vrindavan, garlanded with flowers, and his face looks beautiful with the golden earrings, he tries to enlighten the inhabitants of Brajabhumi and walks in Vrindavan in a style just like the elephant slowly enters home. And thus Krishna comes back home, both the men, women and cows of Vrindavan immediately forget the scorching heat of the day. Next paragraph, the above description of Krishna's transcendental pastimes and activities remembered by the gopis during the absence of Krishna from Vrindavan gives us an idea of how much Krishna is attractive not only to the human being but also to the animate and inanimate objects like trees, plants, water, the animals like deer, cows. Everyone is attracted by Krishna. That is the perfect description of Krishna's all-attractiveness. The examples of the gopis are very much instructive to persons who are trying to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. One can very easily associate with Krishna simply by remembering his transcendental pastime. Everyone has a tendency to love somebody else. The Krishna should be the objective of love. That is the
central point of Krishna consciousness
by constantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and remembering the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, one can remain fully in Krishna consciousness, and thus one can make his life sublime and fruitful.
That ends the 35th chapter of Krishna in the matter of gopis' feeling of separation for Krishna.